Hello, this is Rosalie Heller with Excursions in Classical Music. I'm on station KRSN, broadcasting from Los Alamos, New Mexico, every Sunday from 3 to 5, playing CDs and talking about music. There have always been some artists who, for one reason or other, attract the attention and admiration of audiences far more than is usual. Some have great technique, what we call chops. Some have charismatic personalities. Some are good looking. Some have all the above plus more. The entertainment world is overloaded with Oscar and Grammy winners, and over the years, the musical world has also had its share of celebrities. So this program will feature musical celebrities of today and yesterday. I would bet that the greatest celebrity of all time was Van Cliburn. Has any other musician ever been the recipient of a ticker tape parade down Broadway? Well, Van Cliburn was. This young pianist won the first Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow in 1958 at the height of the Cold War, and he became an instant darling of the world. Imagine beating Russian pianists who were supposed to set the standard for fantastic piano playing. Only 23, he had all the requirements of a superstar. Incredible musicality, technique, winning personality, and good looks besides. His recordings sold in the millions, and today his name is recognized and adored by young and old. So let's begin this program, which features four musical celebrities, with some recordings by Van Cliburn made in the 1970s and remastered for this CD. First, we'll hear three pieces: The Consolation No. 3 by Franz Liszt, The Rhapsody Opus 119 No. 4 by Johannes Brahms, and Robert Schumann's Romance Opus 8 No. 2. That was the Consolation No. 3 by Franz Liszt, the Rhapsody Opus 119 No. 4 by Johannes Brahms, and Robert Schumann's Romance Opus 8 No. 2 performed by Van Cliburn. Next we'll hear the sad, elegant Maiden in the Nightingale by Enrique Granados, followed by a toccata by Robert Schumann, both performed by Van Cliburn. We've heard The Maiden and the Nightingale by Enrique Granados and the toccata by Robert Schumann, both performed by Van Cliburn. My second celebrity is Maria Callas, the diva who was such a huge part of the musical scene in the 1950s. A brilliant actress with a dramatic flair in her personal as well as her musical life, she attracted an incredible amount of attention. Here is Maria Callas singing three arias from Puccini's Turandot. That was Maria Callas singing three arias from Puccini's Turandot. In a different mood, here she is singing four arias from Bizet's Carmen. That was Maria Callas singing four arias from Bizet's Carmen. Next on my list of spectacular musical celebrities would be Franz Liszt, who drove audiences wild with his showmanship and incredible pianistic skills. While we don't have recordings made by Liszt, we can listen to others play his music and get a faint idea of what it might have sounded like. Here is Andre Watts performing 6 Grand Etudes After Paganini. That was Andre Watts performing 6 Grand Etudes After Paganini by Franz Liszt. The first 3 musical celebrities on my list came from the 19th and 20th centuries, and now I'm going back to the 18th century for my 4th choice. It's the composer Franz Joseph Haydn. Towards the end of his life, he was invited to visit London on 2 occasions, where he turned out some of his greatest music. He was truly the man of the hour both times. Here's a description written by Charles Burney, a writer who covered 18th century musical events. Haydn himself presided at the pianoforte, and the sight of that renowned composer so electrified the audience as to excite an attention and a pleasure superior to any that had ever been caused by instrumental music in England. Everyone adored Haydn. Ladies fell in love with him, and he and his music were the talk of the town, a true celebrity. So here's a symphony Haydn wrote on the occasion of his 2nd London visit. It's the Symphony No. 104, called the London Symphony, performed by the Orchestra of St. Luke's, with Charles Mackerras conducting. That was the Symphony 104, the London Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, performed by the Orchestra of St. Luke's, with Charles Mackerras conducting. So those are 4 celebrities of the classical music world. You know, we have our matinee idols, too. I'm Rosalie Heller, host of Excursions in Classical Music on Sunday afternoons. I'll be back next Sunday with another program for you.